Oh, good morning. Fewer number, but that's okay.
Quality.
Oh, I like it. So, at the moment, if you're English, or then this is maybe a somewhat topical week, or really for anyone who enjoys football or soccer as we know it over here in New Zealand, the World Cup's happening, and I love this time of year, or this time every 4 years, and it's... Well, as some of you know, I'm sure Si will know. I'm not sure if the rest of you watch the soccer. But the World Cup, it started in the early hours of Friday morning in Russia. And at this time, when I'm given this exhort, the first 8 games have already been played. And millions around the world, they've tuned into this to watch them. But, you know, the reality is that for all of the hundreds of participating athletes and soccer players, only one team emerges victorious. And they get the cup and all the glory that goes with it, at least until the next cup in 4 years' time. So, before I bore you all with too much soccer, let's get into an equivalent Bible story. So you all know it, the Olympics. And while not as good as soccer, it does feature in Paul's time. And it was very well known, and it was a very well celebrated event, that they did every 4 years for hundreds of years in Paul's time and for centuries afterwards. And only the winner was recognized, as Paul points out, and he reads, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? So run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever." So the Olympic winners in Paul's day, they received this crown of leaves to wear. Now, one that would wither and fade. And like the crown, the memory of those athletes, it also fades as well, doesn't it? So, you know, you all know this story. You've heard it before, you've read it before. And you'll know exactly where I'm going with today's topic. But at the same time, it's still especially important to remember this topic, especially right now for me, because I know I'm going to be missing a whole lot of sleep and wasting many, many hours watching a whole lot of the matches. But I need to remind myself that it's really important throughout this whole event just to think on Paul's words. So come with me as we quickly revisit these ideas. No need to turn anything up, although feel free. So let's revisit these. So in the letter to the Corinthians, Paul compares his race to the kingdom with an athlete competing in a race. And again we read, "Therefore, do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preach to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." So again, thinking of all of these athletes that have trained often for years to compete in the Olympic Games and again in the World Cup. And many, they don't even meet the initial qualification. And they may say that they did not run aimlessly, but that they trained their bodies to the fullest to compete for the prize and for the glory that they sought. And many gold medals or many placings are awarded in the various sports. And just like the runners in Paul's day, only one of them actually gets the top prize. So a few milliseconds when it comes to Olympic sports is often the difference between highest honours and bitter disappointment. So how different the Olympics and soccer are compared to the race that we're engaged in. Every one of us, we participate in the race for eternal life. And it's God's good pleasure to give it to us, the greatest prize ever offered to mankind. And best of all, every single one of us can be winners of that prize. And God wants each of us to be in his kingdom. He wants us to live forever. And that is the prize that it will not fade and it will not be forgotten. So, yes, you've heard this all before, but just consider again how magnificent God's promise is. And not only consider it now, consider it daily. Consider how much we've been offered. So Jesus says, "Fear not, little flock, for for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And Peter confirms these words as well, and he explains, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So, as incredible as it may seem, our Lord God, the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth, wants us to be saved and to live eternally. And he's made vast preparations for us so that we can succeed and be in his kingdom, a kingdom which he has prepared for those that love him. Now, sadly, not everyone will be granted the prize of the kingdom. There are those that, we don't want it, and we won't be forced into the kingdom when Jesus returns if we don't want it. And same goes for us. We need to give it our top priority as well, so that we can be confident in our hope. So for pretty much all of us, there's something in our lives that we have wanted more than the kingdom. I know when I'm in the middle of watching a soccer match, it's the last thing on my mind. So it's a reminder for myself. But the kingdom, it needs to come first in our lives. So it makes no difference if the kingdom is sort of, if it ranks second on our list or last on our list. It needs to be first, doesn't it? Because we're not guaranteed admittance unless it is first. So certainly we do have needs, food, clothing, and we need a home, and other important things like watching the World Cup. But with the right attitude, we can do these other things. And we need to do some of these other things, but our focus needs to come back to our Creator and the example we have in Jesus. So one way that we can make it obvious what we truly love is by what we do in our free time. Read God's Word, meditate, maybe some study, maybe even just listening to a talk on the go. But in any case, it's about making sure that we get the important things done first and foremost. And only then do we have time to watch other things on TV or whatever our vice may be. So what are we saying about our priorities when we choose our activities? Just consider. So again, this is an exhort to myself as much as when I'm writing this as much as sharing thoughts with you guys. But let each of us resolve to put the kingdom first in our thinking and in our doing. And as I mentioned at the beginning, this is a reminder for me. And it's a reminder of focus and to remember the great gift of grace from our Father in heaven. So I can't finish my exhort today without giving you all just a little bit of homework. I've done it in my last few, and this one's no exception. So it's this idea that I think it's helpful to pick a Bible character and find out what their vice or their flaw may have been and find out how they overcame it. Or maybe they didn't, but maybe they had the right attitude. So in doing so, we can sometimes learn something that we can try for ourselves. Or we can simply appreciate their faith and their firm conviction that God will fulfill his promise. And if we feel inadequate, just remind ourselves of people like David and Samson. They sinned so many times, but they will still be in the kingdom along with us because we, like them, we strive to keep the right focus in our lives. So we can be so very thankful that our Heavenly Father and his Son want us in the kingdom. All we have to do is make sure that our goal is the same as theirs. Make sure that seeking the kingdom is our top priority. So we pray that we will hear these longed-for words. Leo will know these well. So come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And we prepare for it today and tomorrow and every day of our lives, don't we? And sure, we do lose focus at times, but with consistent reminders to ourselves, we can keep our focus on the true goal. So let's run the race and learn from those that have gone before. Let us read of their examples in their lives. And most of all, let us remember the powerful example of our Lord Jesus and do everything we can so that we'll be part of God's plan and purpose.